Hannah sat at her desk, hunched over her keyboard, her shiny black bob hiding her face from the rest of the office. To them, perhaps, their young CEO looked like she was focused on the monitor, perhaps going over last quarter's numbers, which were not anything like what they should be. But she wasn't looking at any number in the Excel sheet she had open. Her hands sat flat on either side of her keyboard, and only she knew she was trying hard not to faceplant into it. How the hell did she get here? The company had a viable market, but couldn't figure out how to get out of its own goddamn way and grab it. Her partner was a whiny diva, her new CTO was some kind of methodology cultist, and she was going to have to fire someone for the first time in her too short career. Why had she wanted to be an entrepreneur again? 6 months ago. Once upon a time, there was a startup. This startup had a vision to bring delicious artisanal loose-leaf tea to fine restaurants and discerning cafes. There were two founders, Hannah and Jack. Hannah was first-generation Chinese-American and loved the tea she grew up with at her parents' house. Her mother had run a small restaurant in downtown Phoenix for years, and her family cared about good food and good tea. She studied business at the Stanford Graduate School of Business, and she hadn't been so lucky finding nice tea in Palo Alto. Hannah despaired of getting a nice cup of Longjing after a fine meal. Jack was British, and he was miserable at cafes that could poach an egg perfectly, yet thought Earl Grey was a who and not a what. Jack was at Stanford, too, studying the design of human-computer interaction. Jack loved technology. When it meant carrying fewer books in his book bag, or a spell check that caught his sloppy typing. But he drew the line at tea in little bags. He did not consider that progress. Hannah and Jack met one day at the University Bookstore Cafe. Jack was loudly moaning over tea in packets. Hannah, standing behind him in line, laughed and showed him the tin of green tea she had in her purse. They quickly became friends. Hannah had known she would be an entrepreneur since she was a little girl. She came from a family of entrepreneurs. Besides her mother's restaurant, her father had his own accountant's office, and Hannah's aunt had started her own law firm. Entrepreneurship was in her genes. She hadn't known what kind of company she wanted to start until she met Jack. They agreed to take an entrepreneurship course the spring of their senior year, and after graduation, they were ready to go.